Good evening. The regular city council meeting of April 9th, 2020 will now come to order. For the record, some elected officials will be participating tonight via audio video teleconferencing and or conferencing, and council member John Whidden is attending in person. This meeting is broadcast over KMXT 100.1 FM, and for everyone's protection, there will be no public in-person attendance for this regular meeting. In compliance with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidance on social distancing. For those who are listening online, meeting agendas and packets are available online on the City of Kodiak website. So on that note, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Here.
Mr. Bishop.
Here.
Mr. Davidson.
Online and here.
Mr. Haynes.
Here.
Mr. Walker. Mr. Whidden.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. And please stand for the invocation that's going to be given by Major Dave Davis. Remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Happy Easter to all. Blessings throughout the season. Join me, please. Gracious Heavenly Father, we pause in this moment to give thanks for this Easter season of hope. We lift up our mayor and each member of our city council and staff. We give thanks for the efforts of each member of our community who is doing their part to keep our city safe and strong. Father, we ask your continued blessing as each agenda item is addressed. May the efforts of our city council and those who support them be a blessing today and the days ahead. We pray these things in the sacred name of our Lord. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have before us the minutes from the March 12, 2020 regular meeting and March 18th special meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Please remember to raise your hand, Mr. Whidden.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to approve the minutes of the March 12th regular council meeting and the March 18th special council meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. And will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Whidden.
Yes.
Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. The first item under persons to be heard is for public comments. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. And if there's anyone who wishes to address the council at this time, please call 486-7599. And due to the slight delay in broadcasting, I'll be pausing for some time to allow time for public members to call in. And this number tonight is 486-7599. Anyone wanting to address the council at this time? Okay, no comments at this time. So we will now go to unfinished business and we don't have any. So we'll go right into new business. And the first item under new business is the first reading of ordinance number 1396, authorizing a 5-year lease of certain real property at Pier 2 to Matson Navigation of Alaska, LLC. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On February 15th of this year, Matson Navigation of Alaska, LLC, submitted an application for purchase, lease, or renewal of lease of real property to the city for U.S. Survey 2537B for Pier 2 warehouse office space and adjacent parking spaces. The request is for a 5-year lease. Matson Navigation occupies a portion of Pier 2 warehouse including offices, a site for a vehicle offloading ramp, van rows 8 and 9, and parking adjacent to the warehouse, but excluding the following: all other city-owned property in the vicinity of Pier 2, 162 square feet of office space, 320 square feet area in the warm room, two 60-foot parking areas on the north and south sides of the warehouse, 120-foot parking area on the east end of the warehouse, and a 60-foot by 120-foot section of the warehouse for use as a port maintenance shop and other uses such as storage, loading, and unloading of freight shipped or to be shipped across the city port facilities. The proposed rates are consistent with the appraiser's recommended rates and fair market value. Madsen has agreed to renew their lease at the current rate plus a 2.5% increase on July 1 of each year of the contract. The initial monthly rent shall be $10,092.06, and the term shall run until June 30th, 2025.
Thank you, Mike. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Bishop?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to pass ordinance number 1396 in the first reading and advance second reading and public hearing at next regular or special meeting.
Second.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Mr. Beleda?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The second item under new business is the authorization to award the construction contract to J. Brandt General Contractors, LLC, for the Wastewater Treatment Plant UV Fluent Disinfection Facility Project. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The invitation to bid for the Wastewater Treatment Plant UV Disinfection Facility Project number 20-047526 was issued on February 18th of this year. There were two bids received on March 20th. J. Brandt General Contractors, LLC, was the apparent low bidder at $2,418,143. Staff reviewed the bid documents and determined to be a responsive bid. Staff recommends Council authorize the construction contract with J. Brandt General Contractors, LLC, for the Wastewater Treatment Plant UV Disinfection Facility. The work at the wastewater treatment plant will include the following scope of items: a new pre-engineered metal building with new concrete UV channels, site civil improvements to provide access to the disinfection facility, modifications to the existing chlorine contact basins and piping to provide flow to the new facility, new UV disinfection package system, including controls, new building heating and ventilation, new electrical feed for the new facility, integration of the new UV control system into the existing plant SCADA system, and new launder covers on the secondary clarifier to inhibit algae growth. J. Brandt has performed successful past projects for the city, including the water treatment plant UV disinfection facility in 2012 and the repair of the Baranoff ice rink fire damage in 2013. J. Brandt has a local workforce and has indicated in the submitted bid that they will be using local subcontractors. J. Brandt is familiar with the city's standard construction specifications, contract administration processes. The estimated schedule for the project will start upon approval of council. If approved, City Engineering will issue a notice of intent to award to J. Brandt, and then a 10-day protest period will start. After 10 days, City Engineering will issue the notice to proceed and distribute the construction contract agreement for signatures. This is expected to be completed by April 20th. Contractor submittals will be received and reviewed during May, and construction is expected to begin in June of this year. Construction is expected to be completed by December of this year. However, if unanticipated delays develop due to COVID-19 virus, the city and J. Brandt will work together to develop alternative scheduling. As the council knows, the city secured a loan for this project in the amount of $5.4 million. Construction costs, including contract administration and construction management, should bring this project total from $5.4 million to under $3 million.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the bid award for the construction contract to J. Brandt General Contractors, LLC, for the wastewater treatment plant UV effluent disinfectant facility project number 2004-7526.
Second.
In the,
go ahead and finish, please.
Of 18 authorized.
Did you finish reading the motion, Charlie? You kind of cut out there.
Oh, I did? Oh, I'll finish reading it then. shall I read it again just to make sure that?
Yeah, just read it again for the record, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the bid award for the construction contract to J. Brandt General Contractors, LLC, for the wastewater treatment plant UV effluent disinfectant facility project number 2004-7526 in the amount of $2,418,143. Authorize the city manager to execute documents on the behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Is there any council discussion? Mr. Whitten?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to make a comment for the public might be listening and wondering why we would be spending upwards of $3 million on a wastewater treatment plant. And there's just three points I want to make. Is first of all, this is an unfunded mandate from the EPA, this requiring us to conform to a change in the MPDES discharge permit. So that's the National Pollution Discharge Elimination System discharge permits. They've changed the conditions on our discharge permit. So we need to conform to that to be in compliance with the permit. Secondly, we've attempted numerous ways to either get a waiver or just delay. And we've been contacted and the staff, the manager's gone to the EPA. We've talked to our congressional delegation, Senator Sullivan, and his taken. We've been working for over a year and been unsuccessful to get a delay. And finally, the loan that the manager mentioned, the debt service on that is built into the rate, so we should not see an increase in rates as a result of the loan necessary to build this UV plant. Thank you.
Is there any other council discussion? Mr. Davidson?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I was just asking the city manager, at what rate will this be loan be guaranteed at? Or at what rate are we going to be charged for this, Mike?
1.5%.
Yeah, and that's very reasonable. Thank you.
Any other council discussion? Okay, and just a note here, Mr. Walker joined us at the meeting at 7:43. So on that note, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay, the third item under new business is the authorization to purchase marine travel lip straps in the amount of $106,082.28 with Kendrick Equipment USA LLC. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Kodiak Shipyard Marine Travel Lift requires new slings along with chine and keel pads to be purchased and installed in order to continue safe shipyard operations without interruption. Kendrick's Equipment performed an annual inspection on April 30th of last year and stated the straps still appear to be in good condition at that time. However, with age and UV damage, replacement should be considered. Currently, the travel lift straps are showing more signs of wear due to another year of use with 34 lift and launches, low winter temperatures and age. The shipyard is entering into the busy season for vessel haulouts. Kodiak Shipyard currently has 10 vessels scheduled between March 20th and the middle of June and have several additional inquiries, which may lead to additional bookings. The replacement slings and chine keel pads are expected to total $106,082.28. This funding will come from the Shipyard Administration machinery and equipment less than $5,000 line item. This project was not previously included in the budget. The purchase would include 24 slings that are 10 inches by 31.5 feet, 24 slings that are 10 inches by 38.5 feet, 12 chine keel pads at 10 inches by 10 inches by 108 inches, and 24 chine keel pads at 10 inches by 10 inches by 208 inches.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize council to purchase slings, chine, keel pads from Kendricks Equipment USA, LLC, for $106,082.28, with funds coming from the Shipyard Administration Machinery and Equipment, less than $5,000 line item, and authorize the city manager to execute documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay. Is there any council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Mr. Belleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Your Honor.
Okay, the fourth item under new business tonight is to extend the professional service contract for annual audit with Altman Rogers and Company for fiscal years ending June 30th, 2020 and June 30th, 2021. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Each year, the City Council retains a qualified professional audit firm to perform an independent audit of the city's financial records. The City Charter and the City Code require the Council to accept the comprehensive annual financial report at the completion of the audit. The City's request for these services is to exercise the two-year extension option of the primary contract. The current professional services contract for independent auditing services with Altman Rogers and Company was awarded for fiscal years ending June 30th in 2017, 2018, and 2019, with an option to extend the contract for fiscal years ending June 30th, 2020 and 2021. Finance staff and Altman Rogers and Company desire to extend this contract for the next two fiscal year end periods. Article 5, Section 21 of the City Charter requires an annual audit of the accounting and financial records of the city by independent certified public accountants in accordance with the generally accepted auditing standards and the standards set forth by the Government Accountability Office's Government Auditing Standards, the State of Alaska Single Audit Requirements, and the Federal Single Audit Requirements under Uniform Guidance. Altman Rogers and Company has an extensive background with state and local government. The individuals assigned to the city's account are also highly trained and have the appropriate qualifications and background. Auditing fees are budgeted through the annual budget process. The proposed audit fees for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2020 are $75,200 and for June 30th, 2021 are $77,450. Based on the city size and complexity, staff believes that these fees are reasonable to perform a thorough, independent, and audit for the city of Kodiak.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Ms. Arboleda?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize an extension of the professional services contract for fiscal years ending June 30, 2020 and June 30, 2021 with Allman Rogers and Company to perform an annual independent audit in the amount of $75,200 for fiscal year 2020 and $77,450 for fiscal year 2021 with funds coming from the Finance Administration Professional Services account, and authorize the city manager to execute the documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
Is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. The last item under new business this evening is the authorization of amendment to the city manager's employment agreement. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The city manager is hired by contract and works directly for the city council. The manager's contract contains a provision that the council and manager meet annually and discuss goals and objectives of both the past 12-month performance period as well as the upcoming 12-month performance period. The meeting to discuss goals and objectives was held March 12th of this year, at which time the manager's contract was discussed and a consensus voiced to amend it. After discussion with the mayor and council, I would like to make the following changes to my employment agreement. These changes will be noted in section 1 and 3.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, Mike. So I just have, you have the amendments before you, but I have the different languages I mentioned was going to be written, and I'll read that before the motion is made. The City Council, City Manager, and I met in executive session on March 12, 2020 to discuss the City Manager's contract and performance. At the conclusion of the meeting, it was agreed to award City Manager Mike Twenge a 3.5% annual increase effective May 1, 2020. Because the city manager did not receive an evaluation or a salary increase in 2019, it was also decided by unanimous consent to award Mike Twenge a 3.5% increase retroactive to May 1, 2019 in recognition of his outstanding performance and commitment to the city of Kodiak. And I would look for a motion to approve. Mr. Davidson?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize amendment number 1 of the city manager's employment contract number 242084.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Whedon?
Mr. Haynes? Sorry, Terry. Just want to say a couple comments. You know, this has been a really difficult year with a number of everything from legal that you've cleaned up, the staff has cleaned up, audits that have been just come through with flying colors, personnel issues that have just continuous. They are in any large organization, but just from my perspective, I just want to state just have done a really a superb job of managing just a myriad of details, and probably most important, I think, just building a really strong team with your staff, because you can't do it all yourself. So I think just the work manager's done has just been superb, and strongly support this, and I'm just grateful for the amount of dedication and professionalism. And then, especially now in light of all of the additional work with ESC, just right time, right place. So thank you very much.
Is there any other council discussion? Okay, Mr. Haynes and then Mr. Davidson. Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yeah, I would just also like to thank the city manager for his exemplary service, especially at this critical time.
Okay, Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to thank Mike. He's made a commitment to this community for the next 3 years with a possible renewal. And that's a very difficult time that we're gonna be going through, and to have him make a commitment for that term, I think shows you how much faith we have in him and how much he has in us. So my congratulations to Mike. I think he's doing a superb job on this virus challenge, and I know that he probably has a lot of long hours now and ahead of him. So thank you again, Mike, and it's certainly well deserved.
Thank you, Charlie.
Any other council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop. Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. Next, we'll go to the staff reports. And first, we have the city manager's report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We've got a few things here tonight. Work continues on several projects, including the schematic design for the $3.1 million Baranoff Park improvements. The RFP for the tsunami siren replacement project is opening tomorrow. The RFP for the St. Herman Harbor Marine Travel Lift Shipyard Operator opened yesterday. Barn stabilization, the re-roof and repair siding is going to be coming up. The Hillside House renovation, another project. The Pier 2 storm drain repairs is scheduled. Final inspection of the security gate at Pier 1 Ferry Terminal was conducted on March 3rd, 2020. Alaska Marine Highway System Management will be taking the lead on finalizing the memorandum of agreement with the Alaska Department of Transportation, Public Facilities, and will be presenting to council for approval in the near future. So we'll be basically taking over Pier 1 from the state. City will be providing relief for water sewer customers in the next month's billing cycle. So more information will be included in your next billing statements. Mr. Matt Stone, captain of the Kodiak Fire Department, retired on April 6th. And after 21 years with loyal service to the city of Kodiak, congratulations to you, Captain Stone. And a welcome home to all Alaska Guard soldiers returning from Kosovo on April 6th. Two of the five soldiers are city employees. They are Mr. Trenton McKenzie and Mr. Edgar Sandoval. And we'd like to welcome to the city new employees, Samantha Talley, police officer, John Peterson is a fleet mechanic, and Thomas Green Jr. is a harbor officer. You've received my monthly manager's report, and if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. Then lastly, I'd just like to thank the council for extending my city manager contract for an additional 3 years. Very much appreciated.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Any questions of the manager? Okay, we'll go to the clerk's report. Please, Nova.
Thank you, Your Honor. The council will be holding a budget work session on Tuesday, April 14th at 6:30 p.m. And another budget work session is scheduled on Saturday, April 18 at 9 a.m. Both budget work sessions will be held virtually and they will not be broadcasted over KMXT. However, they will be web streamed online. The web stream links are available on the City of Kodiak website under meetings and agendas. We encourage the public to connect with the council and send in their comments by emailing clerks@city.kodiak.ak.us or by calling in during the work sessions and meetings at 486-7599. The next regular work session is scheduled on Tuesday, April 21, and the next regular meeting is scheduled on April 23. I wish everyone well during this challenging time. Stay safe and stay healthy. Thank you.
Thank you, Nova. Any questions of the clerk? Mr. Whedon?
Just to clarify, so the streaming for the budget sessions, that's just audio, not video too, right? It's just audio streaming?
It's also video.
Yeah.
I believe both. So, yep.
Yeah, there'll be a presentation
okay.
Video.
Yep.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you, Nova. We'll go to the mayor's comments, and I have several. Just a reminder for all those students out there, tomorrow is the deadline for the Kodiak Mayor's poster design contest. So you can be artistic tonight and send in your poster designs by tomorrow. And that's to the Kodiak Arts Council at gmail.com. And there are prizes, and we appreciate the Mayor Roberts and I appreciate those who groups that are supporting this. It's the city, it's the borough. Let's see who else I have here. The Chamber and the School District, of course, the Arts Council, the Kodiak History Museum. And so get out those watercolors, inks, and all of that, and we'll be happy to look at those and see what we have. The Emergency Service Council and all the other groups, the Emergency Operations Council, the healthcare providers, everyone has been working really, really hard and working together to make sure that our community is safe and proactive and prepared. And I appreciate everybody's service on each of those groups and for the community as a whole. We've been very proactive, and so we have those guidelines that I'll mention at the end of my comments. I want to welcome home the National Guard as well, especially the two city employees we have. And congratulations to Matt Stone on his retirement. He seems pretty young to retire to me, but he has served us very well for 21 years. I want to thank Andy Tuber, the CEO of Canna, for bringing in the rapid tests. He worked around government, which is sometimes an opportunity, as government a lot of times works very slowly. So thank you, Andy, for doing that and having those rapid tests here and using those outlets that you have. The governor had some pretty big vetoes this week, and some affecting the Marine Highway System, the school bond debt, and other vetoes that are going to affect our community with the plan. The governor's plan is to bring in federal COVID funds to help fill those vetoes. Let's be hopeful that that happens. I have asked our city lobbyist as well as a network lobbyist today. I was on a teleconference about that, and our network lobbyist said that even if the parameters don't fit, that the governor's going to do it anyway. So let's hope that he's bold enough and does that, because if he doesn't, Alaskan residents and our community is going to be hard hit. So thank you again to Kodiak for being Kodiak strong, and don't forget to wash your hands, wear those cloth face masks and have fun making those, and keep your physical and social distance. And happy Easter and happy spring to everyone. I'm so grateful that we live in this community. All right, we will now go to council comments, and I'm going to begin with Mr. Haynes, if we could, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, I would just like to say how proud I am of Kodiak. I think we've really come together to stay apart. I guess we are lucky to live in a place where you can socially distance and still get outside. And I would encourage folks to go ahead and get outside during this nice weather. But remember, you have to stay socially distanced, and the new guidance calls for face masks as well when you can't, might be in contact. So I guess that's the end of my comment.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Haynes. Ms. Arboleda.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and good evening, everyone. Not a whole lot for me today, but definitely just proud of the community we live in and everyone's efforts and really trying to work together in making sure that we're 500 steps ahead, it seems like, and making sure we're completely prepared before this COVID, you know, hits us, which hopefully it doesn't. But just everyone's efforts is very overwhelming, and it's awesome to see everyone working together and just trying to be prepared and helping each other out, even if we're not, you know, close and together, still in the way we're doing this together. So I really appreciate our community. I appreciate you, council fellow members of mine, and miss you guys, but I'm glad I get to see you virtually here. So thankful for technology as well, because we have the opportunity to still connect and communicate and make sure that we can get work done. So happy Easter to everyone. It's going to be different this year, but regardless, we're all still healthy and alive and well, and hopefully snow stops, but happy Easter and Have a good night.
Thank you, Ms. Arboleto. Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would just like to say how grateful I am to live in such a wonderful community. I know times are tough, but definitely thank you to the community for following all the health mandates, you know, and all entities involved, from the emergency operations centers to city staff. You can really tell that this community comes together when it's in need, and I believe everyone's in need right now to stay strong and safe and healthy. Other than that, happy Easter to everyone. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, as everyone has said, these are trying times and challenges for everyone. And I encourage our citizens to make themselves aware of when the ESC gives out public information, to make that extra step to find out exactly what's going on within our community. And I encourage everyone to be safe and keep your mask as a constant companion with you, because that is one of the means by which you prevent, if you have it, from giving it to somebody else. So just keep in mind that mask is extremely important, and even gloves if you can wear them most of the time. At any rate, I encourage everyone, safe sails. Thank you.
Mr. Davidson, Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to thank everybody in the city or in Kodiak for buckling down, taking this seriously. The more we work together, the less effect it will be on our community. I'd like to congratulate Matt Stone for a long and fruitful career. And also a big thank you to all the volunteers for all the different committees during this epidemic. And also, may everybody have a happy and loving Easter coming up this Sunday. And let's all help each other out and volunteer and donate or whatever we can during this crisis. Thank you all, and God bless Kodiak.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to note the just the fine work done by the Emergency Services Council. If folks had a chance to watch today at noon, there was another live stream broadcast, public information broadcast. But the Emergency Operations Center has been stood up now for 24 days, I believe it is, 24 days in a row. So there's a tremendous amount of work that's been going on there. People from all disciplines are there, from IT to leadership, just a whole range of people who are chipping in and trying to pull together, and the medical folks, everybody, just to make sure that we're ready and able to respond should we need them to respond. So part that was most impressive really is just the solid leadership, and Kodiak is just known for times of challenge when we all pull together, and it's just very gratifying to see people from different backgrounds and walks of life pulling together at a time like this, and leadership rising to the top and rising to this challenge. So I just wanted to note that and just say I'm very grateful for that. My son from lives in Pittsburgh called me today, and he said he got up early and went to, I think, Walmart or some grocery store someplace this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, and there were lines around the block. So, you know, we think we're at the end of the supply chain, but that's not necessarily the case. So I really wanted to compliment Mike Murray and his Safeway crew and all of the folks that are still open, whether it's Cost Savers or Walmart or any number of other essential businesses that are open. Just thank those frontline workers for doing what they do. But the logistics involved in making sure we have what we need every single day of the week is just monumental. So for Safeway, Walmart, Cost Savers, those folks, just our eternal gratitude. Finally, I'd just use a chance to reference the economic task force that I'm on, as well as nine other people. We were asked to form economic task force by the ESC, and the role and the mission of it is to develop programs, policies, strategies to help businesses currently who are trying to work their way through business closures, and also position ourselves as an economy to reboot once we get through this, so that we can help those businesses in every way possible. So there's members from all walks of life, there's business folks from every different business and every representative, fishing, retail, banking,
Chamber of Commerce, Coast Guard. There's just a range of folks on there with just great, great backgrounds. Senator Sullivan will actually be calling in at our next meeting next week. I don't have the date and time yet, so we haven't decided that. But Senator Sullivan, his staff has been very, very engaged. Representative Stutes has been very, very engaged. She was on the phone. So we're getting a lot of support to help folks who really need it, whether it's the PPP, which is the Payroll Protection Program assistance, or just processing SBA loans. There's been some troubles with those. So this task force is doing what we can right now, and we're going to continue to do what we can to help current businesses. And just one last note, if you look at the website, which was established, got a great amount of information about businesses, about travel restrictions, all sorts of different things to help you, and that's at KodiakEconomicTaskForce.org. So it's KodiakEconomicTaskForce.org. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitten. Before we get to audience comments, I just want to thank Mike and staff, and I know there are borough employees on the EOC too. You put a tremendous amount of effort and time and labor and certainly emotional stress in going through all of this, and there's a lot on your shoulders. You have our support, and I'm very glad that we have a contract with you for 3 years. You're very professional, and very grateful that you're in that role. Okay, the next item on the agenda is for audience comments. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. If there's anyone in the audience staying at home wishing to speak, please, you don't come forward, but you can, or sign in, but you can call in at 486-7599 from your home. And due to a slight delay in broadcasting, I'm going to pause for some time so we give everyone an opportunity to call in. Again, the number is 486-7599. Anyone wanting to address the council at this time? Okay, no calls. Okay, on that note, could I have a motion to adjourn, please? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
And this meeting is adjourned.